Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
What's going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of the Bring the Juice Colts Podcast. Thank you all for tuning into the video. You're probably wondering, when's the next update video, Derek? Well, guess what? I have one here for you. We're going to talk about some more stuff going on here Thursday and what kind of happened a little bit late Wednesday that wasn't shared. Overall, a couple things to talk about, a couple decent things, a couple bad things, depending on how you want to look at it. But anyway, let's get into it, guys. So, in regards to the big topic of the day, and we'll start it off with this. I'll deal with the injuries here in a minute. So it was reported that Brett Hundley was getting the majority of the first team reps at practice on Wednesday instead of Jacob Eason. Okay, so of course, you know, a lot of people around Colts Nation are trying to figure out why. Why is Brett Hundley getting the majority of the first team reps? So, I mean, we can look at this a couple different ways here, guys. And, you know, I've spent kind of the day thinking about it. So let me kind of break it down for you. This could be a case of nothing. This could be a case of saying that Brett Hundley hasn't had as much time. And with Carson Wentz potentially not playing Sunday, Hundley would be the second quarterback on the roster when you think about it. If obviously Wentz isn't going, so it would be Eason and Hundley. So, you know, it could be possible that it's just nothing and it's just extra reps for Hundley to get ready to be involved, okay? And again, this could also be something. It could also be. We don't know. I mean, maybe the Colts aren't as interested at putting Eason out there for certain situations. Maybe they believe Hundley's experience in the NFL might cater him better against the Titans this week than Eason. It's quite possible. Now, for me, I don't know. You know, I'm kind of torn back and forth on this. You know, I think I'm with a good portion of Colts Nation when I say this, that it seems rather fishy that Hundley all of a sudden is now getting the reps. You know, I mean, we saw that Eason, for the majority of training camp, was getting the first team reps, you know, and was, you know, getting that good portion of them. And now all of a sudden, after he throws an interception that sealed the loss for us last week, all of a sudden now, first big practice, and Hundley is getting a good portion of his reps that Eason should be getting, right? So, again, it raises question marks, and we as Colts fans, we want to continue to ask questions about why it is that we continue to do this. And for me, I'm going to sit back and I'm just going to wait. I'm not even going to question it right now. I'm just wondering why, just like everybody else. But unless Frank Reich comes out and says it, I don't think we're going to get an answer as to why Jacob Eason is not getting the first team reps. Now, he might have gotten them today and nobody said anything. We don't know. But ultimately, again, it's just all comes down to everything else. So you guys can speculate all you want about whether Hundley's going to start Sunday if Wentz can't do it, or if it's going to be Eason that does it one way or the other. Either way, I'm going to just sit back and I'm going to wait, and then I'm going to see whether or not it comes into fruition. Now, me personally, I said it in the video yesterday. I thought that Eason's going to be the starter, and it's not changed my mind right now. But again, things could change. I have no friggin' idea.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
All right, so let's kind of talk here about the injury report. Really, the only true name added to this list was Darius Leonard. Now, Darius Leonard, after not being on the injury report for Wednesday, did not practice again today due to his ankle. Kind of a little disconcerting there, but I'm sure that it was more of a, you know, precautionary thing. If he wasn't on it yesterday, I'm quite positive he would have practiced today if he wanted to, but I'm sure it's a precautionary thing. But nevertheless, still kind of scary that Darius Leonard is still dealing with that nagging ankle injury. So, two other names, Eric Fisher and Jack Doyle, both with rest days today, so they did not practice. And if you're wondering about Fisher, no, it was not injury related. It is simply just a rest day, okay? They wanted to make sure they're not pushing his Achilles too much. They don't want to get him crazy. They obviously want to get him to practice, but you also don't want to wear him out way too quickly. So, you know, they're giving him the rest day, so that's good for those two. Julian Blackman, again, a full participant in practice today, so that's good news. Paris Campbell, limited participant again today, so that's good news. Wentz, again, did not practice today. I kind of expected that. We're going to probably get a read more on it tomorrow after practice on what's going to happen here, but we still may not even get an answer as to how we're going to get, whether or not we're going to have Wentz until it's game time. So if anyone's expecting an answer tomorrow, you guys can try and find it in between the white lines because I can't find it. I'm not going to even try. Also, Jordan Glasgow did not practice again today. I fully expect him to not play. This is next week. Zach Pascal was back today from his illness. Full participant, so no issues there.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I mean, Zach Pascal has been our number one wide receiver through the first 2 weeks, so we need him around. And then Xavier Rhodes, back at practice today, was a limited participant. So that's great news. Him being back, even a slight bit, is good news for us. My guess is as long as he practices tomorrow, then I fully anticipate Xavier Rhodes to play in the game Sunday against Tennessee. So that's great news. Only other bad news is that Braden Smith did not practice today again. So odds are looking way against Braden Smith playing. Unless he practices Friday, he's not playing again. So that kind of sucks. But nevertheless, injury report, you know, has its bad moments, but it also has some good moments. Some key guys still practicing and returning. Some guys not getting off of it right away. So, you know, take that with a grain of salt. But nevertheless, still looks better than what it did last week. Hopefully it continues to look better on Friday before we head into the work week. Thank you guys so much again for the support. Let me know what you guys think of the updates from Thursday's practice. And as always, go Colts.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.